This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just...
checking in. Did you just cut my mic?
On your good vibes. I don't know what time. I'm sorry. All right, we got a lot of people texting in this morning. We appreciate that. 40 for the high today. Are the vibes up? Tell us why. 585-252-9800 is the phone number. You want to start with your good vibes this morning? I think we should do that.
Sure.
All right, go ahead, Breeze.
Vibes are sky high. A couple more days till Christmas break.
That's right.
Obsessed. Also very excited for our 2-year anniversary party show vibe. So let's do a little peek behind the curtain here. January 3rd was the first day we ever did this show together 2 years ago, 2023.
That's right.
And it was a day for sure. It was a morning for sure. And we figure, why not celebrate how far we've come and all the accomplishments and accolades that we've achieved over the course of the last 2 years?
Right.
By celebrating. And what we want to do is throw a little party. We're looking for, like, I don't know,
four to five
listeners.
That's right.
To come in, kind of hang out with us for the morning, see what we do. Be on air with us.
Be on air.
We have prizes. We have a lot of swag.
There's going to be food.
Breakfast pizza. There's going to be
coffee, drinks. Breezy bought
donuts.
A mini fridge for the studio.
I did.
It's right below me under the console here.
And that's stocked.
And that's going to be stocked with plenty of beverages.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care that it's going to be 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. It's happy hour here. It's going to be on a Friday.
Yep.
So if you are interested in coming in and sitting in with us on Friday, January 3rd for our 2-year anniversary show, hit us up.
Text us or call us, 585-252-9800. We want to tell you now because it's a couple weeks away and I know people need to make arrangements and either take off work or go in early or whatever the case may be. That's the beauty of this show is we're pretty much done by the time you even get into work. So,
hey, does anyone want to come and hang out with us?
Not us begging for listeners to come vibe with us. Right. Right. Yeah, there's... The text line's dry. No one's here. No one's saying they want to come. Nico and Steve-O, where are you at? Good morning. Happy Wednesday. I hope your day was...
We're getting paid no matter what.
Yeah, no, literally. So, I mean, I'm eating breakfast pizza regardless, so thank you guys so much. Good morning and happy Wednesday. I hope you have an amazing day. That's from George.
Oh, what's up, George? Thanks for tuning in.
George is our newer
new listener.
Yeah,
he just moved here from Georgia.
No. He just got a new job and his commute time changed, but so close. What about you? Vibes?
Vibes are really good today. Friday's creeping up on us. I have a lot of great plans this week. So Friday night, I'm hanging out with the guys. We got a nice dinner. We do the holiday dinner every year. Sunday, my boy Raph is coming in from LA. I'm going to be hanging in with him and some friends. And then I have to start rapping. I actually had to make a Target run yesterday to go buy wrapping paper.
When are we doing our gift exchange?
Once again, for the third time, Friday.
What if it's not here? Oh my God. I was going to get you something I saw on TikTok and then I was like,
oh God, it'll never. My stuff came in yesterday.
Oh, good. All right. Well, I'm ready if you are.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Let's do it tomorrow.
Friday. Would you have been so pissed? Because I know you hate people who ruin surprises. I was like, you know what would be so hateful right now? If I just took a picture of her gift and sent it to her.
I would have been so mad. So stupid. Okay. Good morning, guys. This is Sky. I would like to come hang out with you guys. It would be a late birthday present. My birthday's on Christmas Eve.
Hey.
Sky, come through. Amy from Sodas is also here. Hey, guys. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great. All of our gifts are wrapped.
Oh, I love that. Amy doesn't mess around, man. She's ready to go. Birthdays, holidays, you name it. She's on it.
This person says, listen to you every morning, and I would love to join you for your anniversary show. Drop your name. Drop your handle. I don't know how we're going to pick.
We'll figure it out.
We should do a Moose and Breezy lookalike contest or something. I don't know. You know, they just did that Jason Kelce lookalike contest. Let's do that for us.
Yeah. Okay. It's not. I don't know how difficult that's going to be. It's probably going to be hard. I have a different. My fashion isn't like everyone else's.
Right.
You got to show a little ankle.
People's necks are just snapped from all the chains.
You got to show a little ankle.
Yeah. Got to show that ankle. Very seductive. But yeah, we're excited. And, it'll be a nice thing to look forward to once we get back from break, because we have one show and then the anniversary show.
That's 2.5 weeks away. So we'll get it done. Text us, send us your full name and your phone number, and then we'll send it upstairs to HR. So sounds so appealing.
They're like, oh, sounds fun.
All right, guys, we got to talk about this.
Poked and prodded before they come in.
Monroe County Sheriff's is saying to keep your eyes and ears open for a white pickup truck that caused a chain reaction crash on I-490 and then drove off. Two people seriously injured. I'll give you all the details coming up next for the big story of the day on PXY.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
Rose in Bruno Mars. It's PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy, the Monroe County Sheriff's Office, is searching for the driver of a white pickup truck that caused a huge chain reaction crash on I-490 and then drove off.
I
don't know how many of you happened to witness that yesterday. Two people were seriously injured in the hit-and-run crash. I mean, this poor car is demolished. If you see the photos, it looks like the back seat is near the windshield. That's how hard this truck hit the back of this SUV. There is not another county in upstate that has more deadly hit and runs than Monroe. Between 2018 and 2022, there were 28 deadly hit and run crashes in Monroe County, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
That's not great.
The victim in this case, Mackenzie Ferris, was headed home westbound on I-490 when she encountered a car on fire on the side of the highway. The car in front of her hit the brakes, and Ferris did the same. However, the truck behind her did not stop. She said it looked like the truck that hit me was going 50 miles an hour and then peaced out.
So, yeah.
They obviously know they caused this, she said, and I would hope they would come forward and just make it right. Ferris says it was a white pickup truck that hit her and caused the chain reaction, but the Monroe County Sheriff's Office says there've been 580 accidents this year alone where at least one driver left the scene. If you have info about this hit and run, make sure to contact the sheriff's office. The police are saying, keep your eyes and ears open. We're looking for a white pickup truck. Probably going to need more info than that, but okay. We'll let you know what we find out.
Could you imagine, like, just causing an absolute mayhem on 490 and just being like, see ya?
Yeah, peace out. Years ago, I was in a really bad hit and run. I was just driving down the road and some car came out of a parking lot and demolished my passenger side door.
Oh my God.
And then took off. So I called the police. They're like, was there any damage? I was like, well, yeah, my car. They're like, property damage. Is a light pole down or anything like that? I said, no. They're like, well, then if you just go ahead, go to the police station and just file a report.
Oh my God. Like my
that's
legs,
it?
Like my leg's broken.
That's it? So that's what I had to do. I just drive my broken car to the Hollywood police station. Oh, what a pretty sight. Oof. The things you saw in that station.
That's tough.
Quite the precinct. All right, guys, coming up on the show, please don't use my name, but I need help shutting down my rude sister-in-law after she did this to me in front of the whole family.
Okay.
I don't want to ruin Christmas, but I'm so beyond frustrated and upset, I could use some advice. No problem. We're happy to help. I'll read you the full message we received from this listener coming up after the break on PXY Mornings.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Is
Taylor Swift on PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy, I can't think of a worse time to get a pay cut at your job than right now.
It's bad timing.
Unfortunately, this is a tale as old as time. Someone plans on surprising their family with a... Anyone? Does anyone plan on surprising their family with a built-in pool in the backyard, only to find out their holiday bonus is a membership to the Jelly of the Month Club?
Oof.
Take a listen to this message we got from a listener who needs help dealing with her very rude sister-in-law after she went out of her way to tell everyone in the family about her pay cut. Hi, guys. You're literally the best, and I appreciate the laughs each morning. I need some honest advice from anyone listening. I work in an accounting firm in Rochester, and there's been downsizing going on. Luckily, I'm staying on, but I'll be making less money. My husband shared this with his two brothers. I got no problem with this. They're close. They talk often. His brothers obviously shared this with their wives. The problem is the sister-in-law that I don't like actually asked me about it at Thanksgiving. There are about 20 people there. I was sitting next to her on the couch when she said, "Hey, I heard you're getting a pay cut."
Oh.
I was so taken back that I gave her a brief explanation of what's happening. It was so incredibly rude and awkward. I think she did this just to get under my skin. I mean, who asks something like that at a holiday gathering, especially to someone you're really not that close with? I will see her at Christmas. I want to address it, and I want to let her know it's none of her business. We are not sisters. We only married men who happen to be in the same family. Maybe right. I should ask her if she's ever getting veneers, because she has bad teeth.
My husband doesn't
want me to do this because we'll be at his mom's house and it might wreck Christmas for her, but I want to shut it down. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Please keep me anonymous. No problem.
That's hilarious. That's actually the funniest thing I've ever heard.
What do you do in a situation like
this? I probably shouldn't ask this on air. I'll ask it off air. But I feel like there's a lot of situations where people find themselves, and I see it in my own family, of there are sister-in-laws that are really close.
Yeah.
And then there's some sister-in-laws that are like, ew.
Luckily for me and my family, I mean, because things could go real south during the holidays and birthdays
right.
and all that if the sister-in-laws don't like each other. Both of my brothers married two really great women.
Heather, but do they like
Cassandra?
But do
yeah,
they?
They're close.
They are. Like they'll yeah. hang, like they would hang out, like just the two of them.
Yeah, they're close okay. and they get along great. And I love that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that being said, though, this is a situation where this woman does not get along with her sister-in-law. They're not really that close, and she wants to shut it down.
Yeah.
And in my personal opinion, I know it's going to be tough because she called you out to get under your skin.
Right.
That's pretty clear that took place on Thanksgiving. So you seeing her over Christmas, I would absolutely pull her to the side and be like, "Look, I know we're not the best of friends.
Yeah.
But we're family."
She unfortunately, has to do it on Christmas, though?
That's when she's going to see her next.
I feel like...
Well, maybe give her a call then and be like, "Hey, can we just be, you know,
yeah.
cordial here? Can we just put it to the side? And by the way, my pay cut is none of your business."
Yeah.
So I appreciate it if you wouldn't announce it to the whole entire family.
So my family dynamic, like, same type of thing as, like, it's actually a combo of, like, both. Like, your situation with your sister-in-laws and then, like, what this person is saying. Like,
yeah.
My mom and my aunt get along. Like, they love each other, obviously. But they're just such different personalities. Like, my aunt on my dad's side's like super hard exterior and like my mom's like, "Okay,
yeah,
like what, you know?" But I mean, they love each other and they get along. But my aunt said some pretty off color comments to my mom, and she's like,
"Off color, keywords there."
Yeah,
people don't forget. You know what bothers me the most is the people that will hold a grudge for 20, 30, 40 years, and they'll take it to the grave with them. But family, too. It's like, they did me dirty 22 years ago. Let it go.
That's your own family, too.
Forget about it. It's just the way people carry with them because they're just so stubborn. It's like, who are you really hurting here?
Yeah.
A couple people weighing in, they're like, well, first of all, Moose, I would not suggest she do this on Christmas.
I was going to say that too. I don't know if the Christmas convo is like going to work. I don't know if the Christmas convo is going to work. I really don't.
You got to do it ahead of time then.
Yeah.
Anyone else get a pay cut this time of year from their job?
That's tough.
I mean, it's probably better than losing your job altogether.
Well, we do know someone that's happened to too. So.
What?
We know someone who's lost their job the day before Christmas.
Yes, we do.
Tough scene.
Yeah, it's very tough.
Oh, when you're doing things wrong.
Yeah. Some people deserve it.
Yeah. It's inappropriate to talk about money and salaries always, especially when your salary is decreasing. But to talk about it this close to Christmas and to kind of make things a little awkward.
Yeah.
I'd be pissed.
Good morning, Moosin. Preezy, my name is Andrea, and I am a woman that can hold a grudge until the day I die.
Thank you, Andrea.
I would just completely ignore this woman if this was my sister-in-law and called me out like that in front of the family. It's none of her business, and B, you guys don't get along anyway, so screw it. Okay, that's great advice, Andrea.
Period.
Screw it.
Screw it.
That's the hardest. It's hard to enjoy the holidays when you're going there, and you know you're on bad terms with someone.
Yeah.
It's just hard to ignore them all night.
It is.
The house is only so big.
It's very true. But these things happen.
James says, women are so catty. Jealousy is a female trait.
James, shut up.
Big J in the house. All right. Thanks for that.
You disgust me.
Thanks, James. Yeah. Some women are very catty.
And some men are absolute... You know what, jerk, so...
Sure. It all comes down to having a healthy balance. Oh, this really sucks. Yeah, we just had a listener text in and that said, I just got a huge pay cut, and my husband last holiday lost his job. But we're doing way better this year than we were last year, thank God. Yeah, I'm happy to hear that. Sorry about your pay cut. If it makes you feel any better, I don't think Breezy and I are getting a holiday bonus this year.
I hope our bosses don't get any ideas. Okay. They're like, I was listening to your show earlier, and you're all getting a pay cut, so... Oh, God. Okay.
So you got to shut this down to our anonymous listener. Just give her a call or a text and be like, hey, are we good? Try to be the bigger person.
Yeah.
Because you don't want this to ruin the entire. You're going to your mother-in-law's house, first of all. So don't ruin the holiday for her either. Just talk to your sister-in-law. Even if you have to fake it and put a smile on your face, do that.
Put a smile on your face. Make the world a better place. Yeah.
Aren't you glad you wrote in?
98PXY traffic.
Checking out.
1, 2, 3, 4. How soon is too soon to start putting your new girlfriend in the family Christmas card, huh? It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, welcome to the show. So we got our listener Dan, who's on hold. We need to ask the question, have any of you ever gotten in trouble from your ex for putting your kids along with your new boyfriend or girlfriend in your Xmas card?
Oh.
I guess there's a time limit on this. How soon is too soon? You know what I mean?
Yankees.
This is tough. So he wrote in. I'm like, dude, I'd love to get you on the air if you're willing to come on with us. He said, absolutely. So the question we're asking is, how soon is too soon to put the new girlfriend or boyfriend in your family or just your Christmas card, but with your kids? Let's go over to Dan to hear why his ex-wife wants nothing but the worst for him this holiday season. Hi, Dan. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, my man? So your ex-wife hates you, huh?
My ex-wife, yeah, let's say that. Yeah. So my ex-wife, she's pitching a fit because I'm including my girlfriend in my family photo with our two kids.
Mm-hmm.
We've been dating for about 6 months. The kids are 3 and 4, so they don't really have an opinion on this at all.
Got it.
And my ex thinks that I'm trying to rub it in that she's single, which is not the case. I mean, she is single, but it's not the case that I'm doing that. And you know how women can be sometimes. Sorry. She is pissed.
Yo, chill.
She's pissed. Did you want to comment on that?
No, I just think that you're absolutely out of line, but keep going, Dan. Dan the man.
I lost you already. All right. I think she's pissed I moved on and wants to make my life miserable any chance she gets.
Okay. What did what?
She's the one. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'm just asking, like, get more into detail of why that is.
Well, look, she's the one who decided to move on, leave, break up our family. And now she's saying it's inappropriate for me to include anyone in the family. I don't know if this is a made-up rule or not. She's saying it's inappropriate to include anyone in a family photo that you weren't dating last Christmas, you know, or something like that. Is that a thing? I never heard that before.
These are made-up rules.
I don't know. Okay. I've never heard of that. Why did she break up the family environment? Why did she break up the dynamic?
She wasn't happy.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
So now you have a new girlfriend?
I have a new girlfriend. Yeah. And, you know, she thinks that she has a say that her kids are not allowed to be in this photo. And she doesn't. I'm sorry. She thinks any family Christmas card I do should be, you know, me and the kids or just me and my girlfriend, one or the other.
Okay. But don't involve the kids.
That's not what my life is right now, you know?
Yeah. Right. So she's pissed you involved the kids with your new girlfriend in the new holiday Christmas card. Who are you sending this out to? Everyone? I'm assuming.
Yeah. Actually, I mean, it's actually too late because I sent them out.
So. Oh yeah. I mean, it's the 18th.
But I'm still dying to know.
I think she's just making up rules about like not having people in from last year or whatever. Whatever weird thing she made up.
She's upset. You can see that. She's pissed. This is how long you've been with your new girl?
About 6 months.
Oh, that's not a long time, Dan.
No, I know, but...
You're the kids love her?
It feels like a long time.
Do the kids love her?
The kids love her. Yeah, I wouldn't put her in the photo if the kids didn't love, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, so they're going back to mom and saying how great so-and-so is, and that's pissing your ex-wife off.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You're so pleased.
Not you smiling while saying that. He's like, yeah.
You're so pleased. Okay, so I guess the question is how soon is too soon to put the new significant other in the Christmas card with you and your kids? Because your ex-wife clearly has an issue with this, but you do not care.
No, I'm not worried about it at all because, you know, like I said, she broke up the home. I'm just going to do my thing.
Are you worried about her hearing this morning at all?
No, I hadn't thought about it, but no.
Nobody ever does.
Never once.
Until it circles back around.
Right.
585-252-9800. What do you guys think? Let's get some answers here for our friend Dan. It sounds like the damage is done, though. The cards have already been sent out.
Dan, the man.
You're just trying to figure out if this rule or not is a real thing that your wife implemented.
Yeah, it sounded like a rule at first, but it was like, wait a second, that's made up.
Okay,
he's like Googling it. He's like, wait, rules for holiday card from last year.
It's not everyone's rule, Dan. It's her rule.
Correct. That is true.
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, how soon is too soon? Dan, thanks for the call, man. Hope you have a great holiday. Do you think this new girlfriend is possibly the one? Again?
You're good.
Yeah, I think maybe.
Okay. How soon is too soon to pop the question?
that's another phone call.
The kids are involved.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, good luck, dude. I appreciate you coming on the show with us.
Thanks much.
All right. Take care, bud. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Good man. All right.
Good heart. Good family.
Good heart. Good family. All right. Let me get to some of your calls coming in right now. Let's go to, I think it's Tommy on line 867. Hi. Good morning, Tommy.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hey. Love the show.
Thanks,
what up,
buddy.
Tommy?
Hey, what do you think, man?
Well, first and foremost, this is definitely a sticky situation.
For sure.
But I have two questions that come to my mind first and foremost. Who has custody of the kids? And is the girlfriend a live-in girlfriend, and has she already met the family, as the family had a chance to get to know her?
Fair enough.
It's a great question. We did not ask that. I apologize. But I, from his email and what I gathered, doesn't look like she's a move-in girlfriend just yet. But that could be a possibility.
Well, if she's not a live-in girlfriend, then, that's not really a family thing. And being the holidays, being a family thing, I can kind of understand where the wife is coming from on that.
Interest ex-wife, you know, Tommy. Ex-wife.
I mean, I have an ex-wife myself.
Okay.
So, but I can get it. I definitely get it. But that's not to say that he can't have two sets of Christmas cards.
Oh, what are you, not the two sets.
What are you thinking?
The
two sets of Christmas cards.
One with
him and his girlfriend and the kids. X-rated
version. Wait, oh my gosh. That's a lot of admin, Tommy. I don't think I would ever do... I can barely do one set of Christmas card.
Oh, it's Walmart.com. It's not that hard.
So basically, just take one with just the kids, and then take the other set with the kids in her, send those out, but make sure the one with her and the kids, the wife doesn't get it. Got it.
Right. Why rock the boat?
Why rock? Too
Why
late.
Rock it?
The boat has been rocked. Tommy.
The boat has been rocked in this case, and I don't think there's any unrocking it, but
it is capsizing.
It comes down to it.
The boat
has custody of the kids.
The boat is
his choice.
Absolutely capsizing. Thank
I don't know.
You.
I just thought it was weird that a guy took the initiative to want to send out
very weird
Christmas cards.
But I could
That's
also
kudos
see
for
you,
the guy.
You doing something like that, too.
I would do something like that, but with just myself in it. All right, Tommy, thanks for the
you
call.
You and your plant, Tina.
Not a problem. Love you guys.
Love you, Tommy. Have a good holiday.
Come in for our second anniversary.
Hey, Tommy, Friday, January 3rd, we're throwing a huge two-year anniversary for Breezy and I. Do you want to come in and hang?
Heck yeah.
All right, stay right there. I'll get your info.
And when we say huge, there's like 10 people coming. Anyways.
Hold on, I got to get to some texts.
I have a couple, too.
Cheryl says, including your new girlfriend without discussing it with your ex-wife. First, might make her feel disrespected or excluded. Chris says, man, if she left you and broke up the family, then what is she complaining about? Send those Xmas cards out, man, and don't feel bad. I work at Blue Cross. Can you please make sure I get one of those cards to hang in my office? Okay, great.
Right. Mrs. Mama P's here, and she says, Dan is absolutely ridiculous. You do not put others in a family Christmas card until you're engaged. And with the kids, absolute no. No one cares who his squeeze is. Oh my God. The kids should also not be meeting her after 6 months.
All right. Deanna,
not the squeeze.
Deanna says, Dan, you do you, boo. The ex left. She's no longer in the picture. Chris says, man, Matt says, did anyone ever consider separate holiday cards? Yes, Tommy just let us know.
Yeah, Tommy was all over it.
Becca says, if you choose to include your new girlfriend, make sure the focus of the card is still on the children and that it's a positive, non-intrusive representation of the family dynamic. Right. Okay.
Right.
Thank you guys for all the messages here. The damage has been done. Dan sent the Christmas cards out with his six-month girlfriend.
I don't even know why he called in. He's like, I already did it. It's like, okay, well what are we talking about then?
I'm so glad.
He's like, let's just talk about how pissed my ex-wife is.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. We'll be right back.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
2020.
Yesterday marked the fifth annual toy drive for Angel's Tree Project with People's Choice Kitchen right here in Rochester. The Rochester Police Department, YMCA, and Walmart all partnered up to just absolutely slay this endeavor. So children had the opportunity to interact with police officers and firefighters. There was pizza, hot cocoa.
Oh, speaking my language.
The fact that I wasn't invited, no, I'm pissed. Those two things are my fave. And there was also a very special, special surprise appearance from the big man himself, Santa Claus. So People's Choice Kitchen is also keeping some of the gifts that were donated to give to a family that was left absolutely devastated earlier this week. A mother and her seven children had their car stolen along with all of the Christmas presents that she had bought for the children.
Seven.
Before she was taunted online, endlessly harassed. Just crazy. So during this toy drive, they obviously got toys for the kids of the city, but they also set aside some of those toys to directly give back to that mother who lost not only her car, but all the toys that were in there as well. So the stolen vehicle was a little bit more was stolen than just the vehicle. People's Choice Kitchen will be handing out these toys all week. And for those who missed out yesterday on Tuesday, you can go to 507 Chai Lai Ave and continue to donate. But it's all about giving back, people.
There's 7 days. The Christmas is a week from today. There's still plenty of time in those 7 days to give back. Put a smile on a kid's face. Do your part. Because it always comes back around. Right?
It does. It's huge. It's
I just Googled quickly. I don't know why this came to mind, but I Googled, is Santa Claus a diabetic? And what came up was Santa's weight puts him at risk for several health conditions, including type 2 diabetes. Mm-hmm. He's 7 times more likely to develop type 2 because of all the cookies and milk. So
yeah, well,
just be mindful of that this year.
You guys should go get your cholesterol tested together. Not you both going to the fasting.
I do have to go to lab.
Yeah,
I will say that. I do have to go to lab. Coming up on the show, we're going to play a little game called Am I Really an A-Hole If I Break Up With Her Before She Gives Me My Christmas Gift or Right After? You're not going to want to miss this. It's coming up next on PXY.
98PXY is free and...
All right, let's play a little game on the show this morning called Am I Really the A-Hole If I... It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. And for those of you who don't know, Breezy and I have a phone number that you can call. You can leave random voice messages or whatever's on your mind. And that number is 585-423-2965. 423-2965. Yesterday, I decided to check the messages for the first time in a while because we don't often use it. But I am now, after I found this. Take a listen to today's Am I Really the A-Hole If I...
Okay, let's do it.
Should I break up with my girlfriend before or after Christmas? Because she brought me a gift and told me about it, but I wanted to break up with her, so now I gotta wait. Or should I wait? Should I just break up with her anyway, or should I get her a gift and then break up with her?
Yikers.
He sounds exasperated.
Yeah, he does.
Okay, so whoever this charming young man is, he wants to know, should I break up with my girlfriend before or after Christmas? Because she already got him a gift, it sounds like. And by the sound of his voice, he's extremely invested.
He's absolutely defeated.
In the relationship with this woman. 585-252-9800. What should this guy do? Call or send us a text right now and tell us if he should wait to do it before or right after Christmas. What do you think?
I just feel like, I don't know. I feel like he should do it after.
After Christmas?
Get the gift.
Get
the gift and then give her the gift too. So it's not just like you're taking. Do it after the holidays. You know what I mean? That we can start the new year fresh.
Oh, I don't know, man. I say rip the Band-Aid off and get it over with. Who wants to wait? So collect the gift and then at least if you do it beforehand, at least he gives her a chance to return it. You know what I mean?
True. I don't know. I feel like...
He does not sound thrilled about this relationship, whoever that was. He's not excited.
No.
So what's the point? Why drag it out? Because
the gifts are already bought. I mean, we're 1 week away. You're going to ruin her Christmas. You're going to ruin her Christmas if you break up with her.
There's no good time to do it. There never is a good time to do it. What do you guys think? Oh, Andrew's texting in. Let's go over to our boy, Andrew. What's up, guys? No, don't drag it out. Do it now so she can return what she bought him for Christmas. Ashley says, ew, this guy sounds sweaty and gross. Okay, let's go over to Karen. Karen says, just do her the courtesy of breaking up now. So she can return the gift and get her money back and start moving on. As much as breakups suck, I will always respect a guy for being honest and sharing how he feels. Okay, Karen. What a time to be a Karen. But she's got a point. Just be honest and straightforward. Yeah, I get it. It's the holidays. But when is it ever going to be a good time to do it? Never. It's still going to suck just as much if you do it on, you know, the 7th of March.
I'm not saying the 7th. I'm saying, like, maybe that, like, lull between Christmas and New Year's. Just get through Christmas and then... Okay, I'm looking at my calendar. Maybe, like, the 20th.
See, here's the thing about you. If you were to break up with someone, Breeze, you would put it down on the calendar. Okay, I'm going to do it on this day.
Of course I would.
If you guys are just tuning in, all right, the game is, am I really the a-hole here if I break up with this girl before Christmas or after? And this is the voice message we got from whoever.
Should I break up with my girlfriend before or after Christmas? Because she brought me a gift and told me about it, but I wanted to break up with her, so now I gotta wait. Or should I wait? Should I just break up with her anyway, or should I get her a gift and then break up with her?
I don't like that guy.
He's so strung out. He's just tired. He's tired. He needs some help. Who else is here? Let's go to Lauren texting in. Do it now. After Christmas comes New Year's Eve, then Valentine's. After that comes Easter, and so on. And suddenly, another year is gone without you realizing it. Just get it over with. And yes, it's going to hurt and suck, but so will it when you do it on, like I said, on the 28th, the 4th of January, the 2nd of April, or 15 years from now.
Yeah.
This person said, wait. Just enjoy the holiday together, and then you can do it afterwards. Or you might have such a wonderful time at Christmas that you end up just being together. I don't see that happening whatsoever.
Things can change all the time.
Did you ever break up with someone? Did you ever break up with someone during the holiday or right before?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
I mean, like, I didn't, but, like...
What happened?
It was the year 2021. It was December 6th. I remember it like it was yesterday.
The dew on the grass was like powder sugar on Rosie O'Donnell's chin.
We ended up breaking up, and we lived together.
Oh!
So that was a tough scene.
Yeah.
Luckily for me, I found the most dope apartment in a matter of a week. And I was moving in to this new apartment, and I actually found out on Christmas that she was cheating on me the whole time. So.
I'm sorry.
But it was fine. I mean, like, it was a nice reset, because I honestly felt like the first of the year, I was like, new year, new me, new relationship status. Like, we leave the dead weight in the past.
You have to.
We don't worry about it.
You shed it like a snake, baby.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And look where you're at now.
Just crushing it.
Came in miserable this morning.
Absolutely crushing
it. All right, let me go over to our boy Tim that says, my man, hurry up, get it done. It would be far worse if Christmas comes and she gives you a sentimental or expensive gift, and then a week later you break it off. He's got a point, too. Because if she gives you something really nice, like a PS5, and then you break up with her the day after that, you're going to look way more like an a-hole than ever before. Get it done. Rip the Band-Aid off. Tell someone how you feel. That's the way to do it. Right? Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. All right. A lot of you are saying do it right now. So whoever you are.
I just don't agree with it. I just don't agree with it at all. I think you should wait till after Christmas. Because you know what? I mean, it's 1 week away from today. What are you going to do it tomorrow? And then you're going to ruin her Christmas. I don't agree with it. Give her the gift. Get yours. Maybe she got you something great. And
there's no good time to do it, Breeze. Because even if he does it after Christmas, then it's going to ruin her New Year's Eve. So what?
I would rather have my New Year's. Actually, no, it couldn't. It could actually elevate it.
Wait a second.
She could go out with the girls, get a little junky.
But would you be more upset if he was contemplating, and you knew he was contemplating doing it a week prior to Christmas, and he waited, and you found out about that? Would you be more upset?
No, I would be like, that was really respectful.
You're lying to me. No! Look at me. Look at me and say it. You're lying.
I don't think I am, but you know I'm gift motivated. So.
98 PXY, Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Chrissy from Fairport sent us a very jarring message for Parental Confidential. And if you guys can take a couple of minutes this morning to chime in, it would be so appreciated. The title of her email says, "My 11-year-old daughter dresses beyond her age.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know what to make of it. Good morning, PXY crew. I love the morning show, and I was discussing this situation with my sister the other day, and she gave me the idea to write in for your parental segment, okay, just so I can hear what other listeners might make of my 11-year-old daughter's situation. No, she isn't dressing inappropriately or revealing. That is not the case. She dresses like a 30-year-old overworked office worker.
Oh, my God.
She
She's selling Kirby store to door.
She raids my closet and literally looks like she works HR at Paychex. Black cashmere turtleneck, J. Crew blazer, power suit, flared wool trousers. There's no more hoodies or t-shirts or sports gear, but just full-blown professional dresses and office attire. Just browse the online section of J. Crew Women or Banana Republic to get the idea. Not even dressy or formal wear, like dresses. Just business professional attire. And she even goes as far as monotone colors like browns or tans with texture layering. It was a sudden shift, and it's all very bizarre and alarming. Does anyone know if this is a thing now? I don't know what to make of it. I know some other kids in her class make fun of her, and she doesn't seem to be fazed by it, but I would love some insight from anyone on what might be happening here. Thank you." I don't know.
Thank you so much.
I have no idea. Is she comfortable in all that at 11? Clearly.
That's the trousers, the blouse.
I can't. The black turtleneck?
That's so itchy. Oh,
I don't know. God.
I mean, some kids are just old souls.
She's an old soul, for sure.
Some kids are just old souls.
I'm assuming by the time you hit 11, you're trying to find your style, right?
Right.
You're trying to stand out from the crowd. Not everybody wants what everybody else has. And it sounds like that's the situation here where she's trying to develop her own identity.
I said it once, I'll say it again. I feel like so many kids these days are skipping that awkward phase.
Yeah.
They're no longer like going through the weird braces, acne, weird hairstyle. And
do kids get acne today? It's like you don't even see it.
I don't even know. They're all using skin cream that's costs more than my rent. So I don't know. but it's wild.
There's not a single person right now that can tell me that they can relate because their kid does this. Nobody does this. I've never heard of it. I've never seen it. I've never seen an 11-year-old girl walk in that looks like she runs HR at Paychex. This is all really crazy. 585-252-9800. To answer Chrissy from Fairport's question, does anybody know what to make of this? I don't know. Why is her daughter all of a sudden dressing like this? Maddie says, "You cannot interfere. This is a canon picture event. This is a rite of passage. This is her blue eyeshadow up to her eyebrows for a year straight era. The evidence that she will cringe at in 6 years must be made. Your only job here is to document and pretend to be just slightly indifferent about the whole thing.
Right.
It's just a phase."
Well, okay, here's what I'm thinking. I think she is probably on some side of TikTok or Instagram where she's being influenced to dress this way. I don't know if she's on corporate TikTok. I don't know what the vibe is. But she is being influenced to dress this way from someone, yeah, somewhere, somehow, some way.
I don't know who. All right, let's go to the phones. PXY, what's your name?
Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. Go ahead.
So when I was younger, I actually used to dress really dressy for school.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I would wear high heels, the skirt, like, just super.
Like, what honestly, age?
Like, end of middle school, early high school, okay, so like 14-ish, maybe, 13, 14.
Yeah, you're close to 11, sure.
Yeah, so I just did it because that's, you know, I loved getting ready and it made me feel less insecure. So number one, it might make her feel less insecure getting up and getting ready.
Fair enough.
But number two, it sounds like she has a fantastic mother because her mom is worried, but she is literally going through her mother's closet because that's who she sees every day. And she looks up to her.
That is true.
She's dressing like her mother because if she has a confident mom who gets up and dresses this way every day, she's completely copying her mom.
Yeah, that could be it too. I think one of the things that Chrissy, like she said in her email, it was a sudden shift.
Yeah.
She went from t-shirts and sweats to all of a sudden cashmere black turtlenecks.
Right. Yeah. So I mean, my daughter's only 2.5 and she always wants to dress like me and it is the sweetest compliment. So I think she should, you know, be proud of her daughter. Sure. And if this is what her daughter wants to wear, if it makes her feel, you know, confident in herself.
Sure.
She's got a strong female role model in her life and that's something to really be proud of.
Yeah. Well said. Let me ask you something while I get you on the phone, Stephanie. You started this when you were like 13, 14 dressing this way. And how long did that phase last?
It stopped after high school.
But all through high school, that was your identity.
You know, it kind of stopped, I would say, like junior, senior year. But that's because I really got into, like, you know, I love dressing up for holidays and stuff. Like,
sure, got it.
It was very just finding my own personality and being goofy.
Did you win best dressed in high school?
I won school spirit.
All right.
Oh, all right.
I didn't even know that I didn't even know that I was like up for it. So when the yearbook came out, I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, that's how my awards are too.
Little J. Crew model. Thanks for calling in, Stephanie. Have the best holiday.
Yep. Thanks, you too.
All right, let me go over to Gina real quick. And Gina says, I feel like she's definitely an old soul trapped in a young person's body. Some kids want to be sophisticated and mature for their age. And I think it's a frequent feeling among girls, especially. On the flip side, this makes girls susceptible to grooming. When you have an old figure validating their ideas and taking them seriously and not treating them like a kid, I say let her be and keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on.
Hi, Moose and Breezy. Tell this mom she has absolutely nothing to worry about. My daughter's 9 going on 30. It is very into fashion and clothes. She only wants to wear what everyone else is not wearing. It's normal for them to try and find their own style at that age.
Interesting.
Olga says, I'm dying. I thought this entire segment was about an 11-year-old girl dressing too risque. Not a mom being taken back that her daughter dressed like a conservative receptionist.
No, Olga, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you.
We really appreciate it. Chrissy, you have nothing to worry about. And like Stephanie just said, calling in, she made a good point. She looks up to you. And she's got a really great role model. And so she wants to be just like mom, and can't think of anything wrong with that. So keep on keeping on.
Get after it.
I do have a couple of modeling agents in my contact list if you're interested. Maybe you want to get her an agent for modeling.
She just starts doing like sexual harassment videos in her blouses and her jumpers. She'll fit right in the corporate life for sure.
Oh, 100%. Thanks, guys, for all
Johnny,
the messages.
That's inappropriate. I mean, we see it time and time again. Actually, no. Your friends from LA are doing those videos. Who am I kidding?
I know. Odyssey here made us do a sexual harassment training video. And the girl I played opposite in my last feature film was the lead in this sexual harassment video.
She's doing big things.
I texted Breezy. I go, from Netflix to Odyssey training videos. We absolutely love that. Thanks for all the messages this morning, guys. Appreciate it. Chrissy, good luck. Happy holidays.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office is searching for the driver of a white pickup truck that caused a chain reaction crash on I-490 and then peaced out. Like, see ya? Two people were seriously injured in the hit-and-run crash. This poor car, I mean, absolutely demolished. If you haven't seen the photos, the back seat looks like it's in the front of the car.
This was this yesterday this took place?
Yeah.
And then also the Porsche drove in.
Oh, you guys see that too?
Another car.
What happened with that?
I don't know. It's too
How did a Porsche get under it? The Porsche crashed into three parked cars, ended up wedged under a parked SUV. But anyways, let me get back to this really quick. There is not another county in upstate that has more deadly hit and runs than Monroe County. Between 2018 and 2022, we're talking about 28 deadly hit and run crashes right here in Monroe County, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The victim in this case, Mackenzie Ferris, heading home westbound on I-490, she encountered a car on fire on the side of the highway. The car in front of her hit the brakes, and she did the same. However, the truck behind her didn't stop, plowed into her doing about 50 miles an hour.
Jeez.
And then was like, see ya. They obviously know.
How did that person drive away with their car demolished in the front?
It depends. I mean, sometimes these pickups can handle that kind of impact.
Right, that is true.
They obviously know they caused this. She says, I would hope they would come forward and make it right. Ferris says it was a white pickup truck that hit her and caused the chain reaction. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office says there have been 580 accidents this year where at least one driver left the scene. I've been in two hit and runs. Neither of them my fault, thank God. But both people, see ya, they just left. I couldn't believe it. If you have information about this hit and run, make sure to contact the sheriff's office. The police are saying, keep your eyes and ears open. We're looking for a white pickup truck. We're probably going to need some more info than that, but okay.
Thank you so much.
We're on standby. Coming up on the show, the stocking switch.
The stocking switch. I'm panicking. I touched on it briefly yesterday during there. I said it. I got a call from my mom the other day, and she was like, hey, I just wanted to inform you that the sun is set on me, you know, stocking your stuffing. You're stuffing your stocking, excuse me. And I was like, what? She's like, yeah, if your girlfriend's coming over, she can do it.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what? Oh, I was devastated.
Your mother is passing the baton.
And I don't know why I was so emotional about it, but I definitely...
You hate change.
Definitely am and was.
I think really what this comes down to, and we're going to talk about this coming up next, is traditions dying.
Yes. Once. Especially around the holiday time of traditions and holiday traditions. This is a monumental moment. Well, I turned 30 and then my mom never stuffed my stocking ever again.
The last time my mother stuffed my stocking, this sounds so weird.
This is really bad.
Was 5 years ago when I was 35 and I was broken up about it.
Well, you got five more years than I did.
We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY Mornings.
PXY is free and always will be.
Does your mom still stuff your stocking? Santa?
Why does this sound sexual?
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Some of your stockings are officially shriveled. Some of you have a bone to pick with Santa. My stocking was always full of treats for 35 years, and then one day it came to a screeching halt. It was devastating. I never said anything, but I don't know. I would go as far as to say it's what contributed to me leaving home for 12 years.
The depression.
It was really, yeah, I spiraled.
Yeah.
And now your mom is officially passing the baton.
It's so crazy. So I had this conversation with my mom. And I mean, listen, I don't know if you're like me, but I don't like change. I hate change. It's not my thing. Not for me. Would rather pass it up. And I'm on the phone with her and we're like kind of discussing Christmas. And she goes, hey, just so you know, like, since your girlfriend's coming this year to Christmas, like,
yeah,
I'm not doing your stocking.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are going to do each other's stockings.
Yeah, there you go.
And I was like, what?
Yeah, she's done.
I'm like, what?
What do you mean?
It's like, what are you talking about? She's like, yeah, like, you're an adult now. Like, you have a significant other. Like, that's what they do.
You tell me what was in your stocking, and I'll tell you what was in mine.
So, my mom, like, always... Here's why I'm, like, worried about it. Because my mom, like, always put, like, actual gifts in my stocking.
Right, so...
It wasn't just, like, tchotchke stuff. Like, obviously, there's candy. There's always, like, a deodorant or two.
All that stuff. Do you guys still get a stocking? And if so, who's doing it? Is it your mom still? Is it your significant other? Who's in charge of the stocking once you get married?
I'm just devastated.
Or you're with somebody. I don't know how this works, but my mom 5 years ago cut me off.
She cut you off?
No, I came home for the holidays. No stocking in the morning. I'm like, where is it? Did she hide it? Is it in a different place?
Like when you hide the, like when parents hide the Easter basket?
Yeah, no. Yeah, she just didn't do it.
She was like, nah, I'm good. What did you say to her? You didn't, it was never spoken of? Or
I didn't say a word. I shut my mouth and I went and made a mimosa.
So now it's like, I don't know. I think what I hate about it is like, I'm just doing my own stocking essentially. I mean, like I'm doing my girlfriend's, but like.
But isn't that what.
It's just.
Isn't that what parents have been doing
for
years?
So I said to her, I said, I don't have a stock. I don't have stocking. She goes, I have them for you. They're all ready to go.
Who said this?
Ready to be stuffed. My mom.
Oh, so she went out and got them.
She has everything.
That's
nice. But she's not stuffing them.
So you had this conversation with her and you were legitimately butthurt.
I was. I was upset.
Because you're getting.
I was like, well, now I have to tell my girlfriend.
You're 30.
It's
and
too much.
I think the great part about this too is your girlfriend does not have to contribute.
No, she doesn't.
You would be very upset if you woke up and there was nothing in your stocking when you left that responsibility up to her.
Yeah.
Woo!
585-252-9800. Am I being an absolute brat?
Yeah, you're 30.
But like, okay, I feel like we sit here a lot and we're like the Christmas magic, the Christmas spirit, and you guys always get on me of like. You're so negative. Like, you need to take in the Christmas spirit. And here I am trying to do it.
You can still do it. It just doesn't need to be left up to your mom. I know that's what you're used to.
No, because, like, my mom will argue. She's like, the only reason Christmas is a thing is because of me. Because I make Christmas happen. I make Christmas magic. Which is true. And I think, like, that's the role you take on when you become a mother. That's not my problem.
Jess says, I'm 41. I still get a stocking for my parents. Ha, ha, ha. Now, if your dad were to be the one that stuffed your stocking.
Stop. I would just rather not have one. Respectfully, of course.
Respectfully,
of course.
Hey, Todd, can you call us up, buddy? Where are you? Are you in Florida? If you're listening right now, Todd, I would love to hear from you personally. If you were left in charge of your daughter, Breezy's stocking, what would you put in it?
The same thing he puts in my mouth.
Shampoo.
Razors, scratch-offs, Suave.
I'm telling you. There
his move? His move? 11 a.m. on Christmas Eve morning, maybe even Christmas Eve night,
yeah.
Running to Walgreens.
Yeah, yeah, that's my dad.
Just filling it with random stuff. I'm like,
my dad, every year he gets pissed because he's aimlessly roaming the malls with his hand in his pocket. He's got no direction, no list, nothing.
No.
Nothing. What's up, Todd? Big Toddy in the house.
How are you?
Good, buddy. So...
Can we just for 1 minute be so for real? You're the worst stocking stuffer in America.
You know, it's just I'm a busy guy. I got a lot of stuff going on. And
you sound like your daughter. I'm so busy. I don't have the time.
But you heard the classic story where I forgot to get things for Bethy's stocking 1 year. And here's all these stockings on the mantle, all stuffed with good stuff. And I'm going, here's Beth just shriveled right up. I go, I got to put something in there. So I started putting CDs from our CD collection in there. And she's pulling them out. She goes, I already got this one. I go, oh, yeah. Those are the ones we already have. I just had to put them in there and make it look good, you know?
You panicked.
Yeah.
And you panic every year.
Every year.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
You realize.
He hits the panic button every year. They've been married for 35 years.
My favorite stocking stuffer of yours is when you went to Walgreens and you bought the $2, like, L'Oreal conditioner.
That's every
Even though you know your wife doesn't use it, you just panic and throw it in there anyways.
Yeah. He's a big scratch-off guy.
Yeah, I scratch-off, that is one thing I'll put in there, a bunch of, like, maybe $20 worth of scratch-offs. And 1 year, Bethy, she had some good money on there, so that was good.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with scratch-offs. I give those to everybody in my family.
He gets a win once every decade.
But I will say, Todd, you're a good guy, you're a good dad, but
without my mom,
without your mom, Breezy, there really isn't any Christmas at our house. There's not.
Absolutely. I'll concur 100% with that. So,
hey, have a good holiday, man. Hey, when are we going to go to Rockies?
Anytime you want to go, buddy. Anytime you want to go.
All
right, let's go get we'll go get Christmas beer soon.
Okay.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Don't feed the beast.
PXY Jimbo.
Jimbo Slice.
Can you put me on with Todd?
No, I just hung up on him, man.
Oh, Jesus.
What were you going to say?
Breezy.
What?
If you're not getting a stocking, then maybe there's a problem with you.
What do you mean?
Well, come on. First of all, Santa does the stocking.
Right.
Okay, right. Jimbo. Right? What are you trying to say? Santa and I aren't tight?
You're on the naughty list. Oh, come on.
Well, I've been there for quite some time.
Yeah, let's see. You can go ahead, Jim. Let's make it uncomfortable for a second.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
it's
great.
I heard him get on. I'm like, I gotta get on there with him because I want to bust his chop.
Yeah,
he's a good guy. Something. And you know what? Like a lot of men during Christmas Eve or Christmas, they panic. They do the best they can. Jim.
No, he's a fabulous man. He is a lot of fun.
And so are you, buddy. Hey, listen. Next time we talk, make sure you come into the studio. Bring us some free food, okay?
Yes.
Did you get the pizza I sent last month?
No, we didn't.
We missed that one.
maybe next month.
Okay. Take care, buddy. I love him.
Me reaching for the delay. All right. Well, there's that. So, I mean, I don't know how me being vulnerable and opening up this morning about my stocking turned into my roast, but
everybody,
fine.
We got a couple texts that said, Breezy, grow up.
Whatever. I'll try my best.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. And remember, stuff those stockings.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on. Try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hip music station. 98
BXY. All right, it's time for There I Said It, 585-252-9800. If you need to clear
your chest,
the air. Julie's texting in first. We get a lot of messages this morning. She goes, you guys, my mental health is literally in the toilet.
Get in line, Jules.
Whatever happened to your intern, Hannah? I miss her. There, I said it.
No, same.
She's gone.
No, literally same.
Hannah Banana.
She's on Long Island somewhere, living her best.
We miss her too.
Yes, Kevin's here. He said the Karen speak to the manager haircut is hot, and I wish more women wore it. There, I said it.
I didn't get any of that. What? Karen? What?
The Karen.
Uh huh.
Can I speak to the manager haircut? The chopped bob.
Yes.
He says it's a hot haircut, and he wish more women wore it.
Got it. Yes. The put a bowl on my head and start cutting around it, please.
But there's also these like spiky bangs in the front for no reason.
That is a Karen haircut. Yes, of course.
Of course.
Hey, guys. Rochester drivers are a special breed. Whether it's speeding in the snow or treating the speed limit as a suggestion, it's a life or death situation every time I leave the house. There, I said it. Yeah. We just did a news story about that poor woman on 490, whether it was yesterday or this week, that some white pickup truck plowed into the back of her 50 miles an hour and then peaced out.
Yeah.
So keep your eyes peeled for a white pickup truck in Rochester, New York. That's all the info we got.
Speaking of driving, Sam is here and says, driving is one of the most unpleasant ways to travel. There, I said it. I agree, like road trips. Not for me. The 6 hour, 7 hour, 8 hour road trip. It's like, oh, I'll take a plane. Thank you, though.
What's the longest drive you've ever been a part of?
I drove to Florida.
Yeah, it's a long drive.
24 hours? It's like, all right.
It's a long drive. You know, and I feel for people who are scared to fly. They will take that 30 hour road trip, no problem. It's not
fun,
but they do it.
Could never be me.
Good morning. This is Lydia. If you show up to the first date on Crocs, then you are without a doubt also going home alone in your Crocs. Time and a place, you guys, to wear ugly rubber shoes. There, I said it.
You literally said on Crocs, and I thought that was a drug. I was like, not them literally crocked out.
Cracked out. I never understood the appeal with Crocs.
When you said on Crocs, I literally thought that that was a drug. I was absolutely dying.
You can't show up to the first date on Crocs?
I believe the one she was looking for is in Crocs.
Why would you think that that would be the right thing to wear on a first date? I mean, you know, you'd have to find a woman who really appreciates your casual, laid-back vibe. You know what I mean?
Well, if the Crocs are in sport mode, then right, that means they're ready to play. Yeah,
we're going 0-60, baby.
Down to business. You know
this
what I mean?
Date is running on all cylinders.
Mm-hmm.
I think mine for today is, I know some of you may disagree, but I truly believe the prettiest thing about this city is Lake Ontario. Huh. And I'm not talking about the homeless people that hang out on the benches, but just like the scenic view itself. Like the pier, that is a spot that tourists love visiting regardless of the time of year. There, I said it.
Yeah.
Beautiful spot. Beautiful.
Never really go up there.
I know you don't.
You're constantly there feeding the seagulls. Mine for today is this. I love, not all the time, but every once in a while, a good waffle fry absolutely slaps. There, I said it. There's something about the seasoning. There's something about the shape. It's just so good.
I love a good Chick-fil-A fry. I really do. Frank says, my wife wants to cook dinner on Christmas Eve for the entire family, and I don't have the heart to tell her that her Christmas ham tastes like a dirty clam.
Yikers.
Oh, Frank! You're at it again, buddy. There, I said it. Yeah, that's going to be tough. Let us know how that ham turns out. Jason says, the garbage plate is overrated. There, I said it. Your mom is overrated, Jason. How dare you?
Mm-hmm.
When are we going to get a plate, Breeze?
I don't know. Well, first of all, I'm so sick and tired of us talking about eating because, first of all, we've done a lot of talking and no eating. You said I was going to get a Big Mac at some point. You said, can we do that on Friday?
Do you guys find it odd that Breezy is 30 and never once has tried a Big Mac from McDonald's? Never once. I thought that was just a rite of passage.
When can we order Big, like, because McDonald's does breakfast, do they not?
Yeah.
Like, when do they flip?
10.
10?
10 or 10:30, the latest. It used to be breakfast all day. Apparently, that wasn't working out for them, and they shut it down. I would love a good Egg McMuffin. Are you kidding me? At 2 o'clock in the afternoon? Not anymore. Yeah, we'll get you a Big Mac.
I'm pissed.
I will never forget where I was for my first Big Mac, and I'm sure neither you guys don't either.
Mine's going to be right here live on this show.
I don't know. I feel like if you get it fresh, it hits different.
Well, yeah, I have to get it fresh.
I was in the back of my mom's minivan, 1994, and that's when I became a man. I was like, no more Happy Meals, baby. I'm eating a Big Mac.
I'm 30 years old. Oh my God, I'm having a stroke. I'm 30 years old and I still get Happy Meals. There, I said it. Chick Nugs.
You get the Nuggy Meals with the sliced apples. So yeah. What we're going to do is we're going to get you your first Big Mac. We should try and do it this week.
Can we do it for Christmas? Like when we do our Christmas exchange
sure.
on Friday?
Yeah, whatever. I don't care. But as soon as you get that Big Mac, you got to know the song. That's the most important part.
I got a double cheeseburger.
Nope, that's not it at all. To all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun. It's my first Big Mac.
That's a really great song. You were just saying words.
All right, get ready to be constipated.
Take Moose and Breezy with you and listen to and follow BXY Mornings in the free Odyssey app.
The number one hit music station.
BXY.
How soon is too soon to start putting your new girlfriend in the family Christmas card? That's the question. Peaks My Mornings, Moose Breezy. Before we get over to our listener, Dan, who's on hold, we need to ask the question. Have any of you gotten in trouble from your ex for putting your kids along with your new boyfriend or girlfriend in the Christmas card? How soon is too soon? 585-252-9800. Let's get over to Dan to hear why his ex-wife wants nothing but the worst for him this holiday season. Hi, Dan. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, my man? So your ex-wife hates you, huh?
My ex-wife? Yeah, let's say that. Yeah. So my ex-wife, she's pitching a fit because I'm including my girlfriend in my family photo with our two kids.
Mm-hmm.
We've been dating for about 6 months. The kids are 3 and 4, so they don't really have an opinion on this at all.
Got it.
And my ex thinks that I'm trying to rub it in that she's single, which is not the case. I mean, she is single, but it's not the case that I'm doing that. And you know how women can be sometimes. Sorry. She is pissed.
Yo, chill.
She's pissed. Did you want to comment on that?
No, I just think that you're absolutely out of line, but keep going, Dan. Dan the man.
I lost you already. All right. I think she's pissed I moved on and wants to make my life miserable any chance she gets.
Okay. What did what?
She's the one. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'm just asking. Like, get more into detail of why that is.
Well, look, she's the one who decided to move on, leave, break up our family. And now she's saying it's inappropriate for me to include anyone in the family. I don't know if this is a made-up rule or not. She's saying it's inappropriate to include anyone in a family photo that you weren't dating last Christmas, you know, or something like that. Is that a thing? I've never heard that before.
These are made-up rules.
I don't know. Okay. I've never heard of that. Why did she break up the family environment? Why did she break up the dynamic?
She wasn't happy.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
So now you have a new girlfriend?
I have a new girlfriend. Yeah. And, you know, she thinks that she has a say that her kids are not allowed to be in this photo. And she doesn't. I'm sorry. She thinks any family Christmas card I do should be, you know, me and the kids or just me and my girlfriend, one or the other.
Okay. But don't involve the kids.
That's not what my life is right now, you know?
Yeah. Right. So she's pissed you involved the kids with your new girlfriend in the new holiday Christmas card. Who are you sending this out to? Everyone? I'm assuming.
I mean it's actually too late because I sent them out.
So. Oh yeah, I mean it's the 18th.
But I'm still dying to know.
I think she's just making up rules about like not having people in from last year or whatever. Whatever weird thing she made up.
She's upset. You can see that. She's pissed. This is how long you've been with your new girl?
About 6 months.
Oh, that's not a long time, Dan.
No, I know, but...
The kids love her?
It feels like a long time.
Do the kids love her?
The kids love her. Yeah, I wouldn't put her in the photo if the kids didn't love, you know what I mean? Like,
wow, so they're going back to mom and saying how great so-and-so is, and that's pissing your ex-wife off.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You're so pleased.
Not you smiling while saying that. He's like, yeah.
You're so pleased. Okay, so I guess the question is how soon is too soon to put the new significant other in the Christmas card with you and your kids? Because your ex-wife clearly has an issue with this, but you do not care.
No, I'm not worried about it at all because, you know, like I said, she broke up the home. I'm just going to do my thing.
Are you worried about her hearing this morning at all?
No, I hadn't thought about it, but no.
Nobody ever does.
Never once.
Until it circles back around.
Right.
585-252-9800. What do you guys think? Let's get some answers here for our friend Dan. It sounds like the damage is done, though. The cards have already been sent out.
Dan, the man.
You're just trying to figure out if this rule or not is a real thing that your wife implemented.
Yeah, it sounded like a rule at first, but it was like, wait a second, that's made up.
Okay, got
He's like Googling it. He's like, wait, rules for holiday card from last year.
It's not everyone's rule, Dan. It's her rule.
Correct. That is true.
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. How soon is too soon? Dan, thanks for the call, man. Hope you have a great holiday. Do you think this new girlfriend is possibly the one? Again?
Again.
Yeah, I think maybe.
Okay. How soon is too soon to pop the question?
That's another phone call.
The kids are involved.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, good luck, dude. I appreciate you coming on the show with us.
Thanks much.
All right. Take care, bud. Bye.
All right. Bye.
All right. Let's get to some of your messages. Good guy. You know, good heart.
Good heart. Good family.
Cheryl says, including your new girlfriend without discussing it with your ex-wife first might make her feel disrespected or excluded. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that. But then we have other people texting and was like, she left. She's the one that broke up the family, so she doesn't have a say anymore. Too bad. Interesting. Yeah. Oh, let's get to our boy Tommy on the line. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
Love the show.
Thanks,
what
buddy.
Up, Tommy?
Hey, what do you think, man?
Well, first and foremost, this is definitely a sticky situation.
For sure.
But
I have two questions that come to my mind first and foremost. Who has custody of the kids? And is the girlfriend a live-in girlfriend, and has she already met the family? Has the family had a chance to get to know her?
Fair enough.
It's a great question. We did not ask that. I apologize. But I, from his email and what I gathered, doesn't look like she's a move-in girlfriend just yet. But that could be a possibility.
Well, if she's not a live-in girlfriend, then, I, you know, that's not really a family thing. And being the holidays, being a family thing, I can kind of understand where the wife is coming from on that.
Interest ex-wife, you know, Tommy. Ex-wife.
I mean, I have an ex-wife myself.
Okay.
So, but it, I can get it. I definitely get it. But that's not to say that he can't have two sets of Christmas cards.
Oh, what are you, not the two sets.
What are you thinking?
The
two sets of Christmas cards.
One with
him and his girlfriend and the kids.
X-rated. X-rated version. Wait, oh my gosh. That's a lot of admin, Tommy. I don't think I would ever do. I can barely do one set of Christmas card.
Oh, it's Walmart.com. It's not that hard.
So basically just take one with just the kids and then take the other set with the kids in her. Send those out, but make sure the one with her and the kids, the wife doesn't get it. Got it.
Right. Why rock the boat?
Why rock it? The boat has been rocked. Tommy.
The boat has been rocked in this case, and I don't think there's any unrocking it, but
it is capsizing.
It comes down to it.
The boat
has custody of the kids.
The boat is
his choice.
Absolutely capsizing.
I don't know.
You.
I just thought it was weird that a guy took the initiative to want to send out Christmas cards.
But I could
see you
doing something like that, too.
I would do something like that, but with just myself in it. All right, Tommy, thanks for the
you
call.
You and your plant, Tina.
Not a problem. Love you guys.
Love you, Tommy. Have a good holiday.
Come in for our second anniversary.
Hey, Tommy, Friday, January 3rd, we're throwing a huge two-year anniversary for Breezy and I. Do you want to come in and hang?
Heck yeah.
All right, stay right there. I'll get your info.
Tommy's coming in.
Becca says, who's this? Let me go to Stephanie. She goes, typical of a guy to suggest two Christmas cards, constantly sneaking around and trying to deceive the women he's with.
Oh, my God.
It's so sad.
Relax. This is crazy.
Matt says, who's here? If you choose to include your new girlfriend, just make sure the focus of the card is still on the children. And that it's a positive, non-intrusive representation of the family dynamic. So basically, make sure the Christmas card is you, your two kids, Dan, and then a picture of your new girlfriend wearing a leather mask with the zipper over the mouth.
Right.
Good luck.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Paper by
40 for the high today. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. Thank you guys for downloading that free Odyssey app. Or you can ask your smart device to play PXY Mornings. Or 98PXY. Actually, you're probably safer with 98PXY. Yep. So you got in a fight yesterday with a 4-year-old. Great.
Wait, it's so bad. It's so bad.
It says so much about you.
So I'm not a parent, obviously. And I feel like I'm not around like a ton of kids. I have like 5 that I hang with.
Yeah, yeah, on a weekly basis.
Like my cousin has 2 kids. My best friend has a daughter.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. So I don't really like hang with kids that often. But yesterday I was on the phone with my mom, and she was like, oh, we're at Eastview grabbing lunch. And I was like, oh, I live right there now. Like, I'm really close to Eastview now. So I was like, okay. She's like, do you want to come meet us? So I was like, yeah. So it was her, my aunt, and her granddaughter. So my cousin's daughter.
Your second cousin.
My second cousin, yeah.
Yep.
And she just turned 4 Monday.
Oh, happy birthday to her. What's her name?
H.D. Reagan.
What is it?
Reagan.
Happy birthday, girl.
And they were, no, for the 4-year-old. Love it. Right. So we're at Champs, and I walk in, and I'm like, oh, my God, hi, Ray.
It's crickets.
Radio silence.
Just like my niece.
I'm like,
what are you doing here?
Hi, Ray. Yeah. Nothing.
What do you think that was?
My aunt was like, say hi to Breezy. Nothing. So now I'm pissed. No,
of course you are. Yeah, why wouldn't you hold a grudge over a four-year-old?
So right. I'm like, wait, she hates me.
Did she have food in front of her?
No, I think she was like just like sitting there.
Could she have been distracted by something, an iPad?
I don't think so.
Food, a fly.
My mom goes, what's your problem?
Oh, my God.
My mom goes, don't talk to the four-year-old like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, that's a little over the top.
I completely forgot for like 1 second. I was like pissed. I was like, why is she being mean to me?
Now you know how I feel.
Why am I being bullied by a four-year-old?
That's how I feel.
So I was like, oh, my God.
There's no acknowledgement whatsoever.
It's so hot and cold with her. One day she loves me. One day she hates me.
That's you. Every morning I come in here. I don't know what I'm going to get. Yeah. That's you. Only
maybe
26 years older.
Maybe I was so upset because it was a mirror of myself. So I was like, oh, my God. So I just started ignoring her. Because I was like, if she's going to ignore me, then I'm going to ignore her.
Right, a four-year-old,
okay. My mom's like, really mature, Breeze, for you to just stoop down to the four-year-old's level. Uh-huh. I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do?
Did you ever end up asking her what her problem was? Like, did she respond to that?
No, she did not respond whatsoever.
Okay. Maybe she, because everybody's facing a battle. Others know nothing about Breezy. She could be going, had a really tough day.
She like didn't like her mac and cheese. I was just like, okay, whatever. So then it made me even more mad because we were like getting up to leave. She like got her cute little coat on. She looked adorable. Like obviously she was coming off her birthday high. Maybe that's what she thought. Maybe she thought she was hot stuff.
Too cool for school.
Like, I'm a four-year-old now. It's like, okay, cool.
Yeah. I know so many four-year-olds that think they're so much better than everyone else.
She literally walks up to a group of 50-year-old men and was just like, hey guys, what's up? Like literally was just like shooting it with them. And I was like, she wouldn't even say hello to me.
Oh, really?
And now she's like bumping elbows with a group of three men sitting and having a business lunch. She was like talking to them. She's like, yeah, I'm four now. Like literally chumming it up with them. I was like, I'm your family and you wouldn't even say hello to me.
Oh, yeah. She's mature for her age.
It was wild.
They're like, we're looking for a new HR secretary.
It was wild.
Put in an application.
I was just like, bye, Ray. Like, I love you.
It's disheartening.
Crickets.
I know.
Crickets.
And what you're feeling is what I felt for years when my niece and nephew were a lot younger. Now that I live here, it's different. They were more excited to see me when they only got 24 hours with me.
Yeah.
And then, okay, we can do it all over again next year. But now I see them all the time, and I think they're completely over it. They don't got time for Uncle Moose unless I have something to give them that's wrapped up in a pretty bow.
Do Olivia's voice.
Okay, I walk in the house, right, you guys?
Picture it.
It's last Christmas. I walk in with gifts. She doesn't know I walked in yet. And I'm standing in the foyer of my brother and sister-in-law's house. And she comes into the kitchen and she sees me and she goes, oh, what are you doing here? Oh, really? Oh, I don't know. It's Christmas. You know what? How about I take these gifts back? How about that? Oh, I was triggered. Oh, don't get me started.
I went to Ray's birthday party on Sunday, celebrated her, was hanging. The whole time she was missing. I was like, where's Ray? They're like, she's in the basement hunting monsters. I'm like, perfect. So I didn't really get to hang with her. So I was so excited to see her yesterday. And she was like,
didn't give you the time of day. You just can't take it personally.
I'm like, what's your problem? My mom's like, don't talk to the four-year-old like that.
You know what would be really a fun bit on this show is,
why don't we just blatantly talk to kids the way we talk to each other?
Well, that's what I'm saying. We have so many parents that listen to this show with kids. You know, we have so many kids within our families and extended families. Why don't we have some of the listeners call in and have Breezy and I watch your kids for like 2 hours? You guys go to dinner and then we'll document the whole thing and see how.
I've actually had a listener reach out to ask if we wanted to do that.
I'm down.
Like, honestly, that seems like an HR nightmare waiting to happen.
I don't think so. Yes. Is it a liability? Probably.
100%.
Nobody's going to blow your house up. We're just saying this would be great practice. This would be our own personal parental confidential.
My friend Sam, who was the one who asked, she was like, I want you and Moose to come babysit my son. And she just had her second baby, so she needs all the help she can get right
now. Yeah, we'll do it for a large pizza.
Period.
We're simple. We don't ask for much. The phones are blowing up.
We're simpletons.
Just kidding.
Not one person's called.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.